Off the ball, GAA.
Ewan is actually, he's saying, guys, come out and tell us the facts. Tell us what's happened. We've so much to go on with in Mayo GAA.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview tonight's action in the SSC Airtricity Men's Premier Division. The Club World Cup continues with Chelsea, the first English side to make their bow. And could Ibrahima Konate follow the same path as Trent? League leader Shamrock Rovers took a huge step to regaining their league title when they beat current champion Shelburne 2-1 at Talca Park last Friday. Events on the pitch were overshadowed by events off it as the spat between Stephen Bradley and Damien Duff seems to rumble on. That result means that Rovers are 12 points ahead of Shells in 6th with 20 games played each. And after last Friday's game, Duff told Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins he's no friends in football.
I don't have any buddies in football, best friends, etc. Yeah, I'm incredibly close to the staff. Staff I'm lucky to have. Staff that I didn't really know, and I picked them and we've grown organically, so I love them and what have you. But outside of that, I'm 46, went in the 16, 30 years. I don't have any friends in football and I'm not actively looking for any. And most important people in my life are me family, the staff and the players.
And on Off the Ball Breakfast on Monday morning, Barry Murphy and Owen Heary gave their thoughts on the fallout.
One of the biggest talk about from the weekend is the beef continuing between Stephen Bradley and Damien Duff. It's all a bit mad, is it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. I think it's great. Like, listen, you look at Shamrock Rovers, they've gone to their rivals. They've gone last year, Shelburne went and beat Shamrock Rovers, you know, to the league title, stopped them getting their fight in a row, took their title off them. Rovers go to Talca Park on Friday, go 12 points, clear them, and they go and celebrate the way you should do. I think, like, to the victor, go to spoils. That's the way you kind of have to look at it. And for Damon, he's kind of stoked this rivalry between the two last season, and it worked for them. There was a siege mentality going into last season. And then when you lose on the opposite side of that, when you lose in that atmosphere, you got to sit in the dressing room and take that in the chin. You got to kind of listen to the dressing room next door. They've got to be quiet in yours, isn't it? You hear the song's been playing, the Maro Picotto song. Like,
yeah, Rovers, DJ Maro Picotto, he's not happy with
it. Rumbling in a little bit there with Rovers, but you've got to take down the chin for Damon and his team. When you kind of live by the sword, you've got to die by it as well. And for him now, there's a little bit of distraction going on. The last couple of weeks, you've looked at him and gone in those kind of interviews. There's distracting tactics going on in everything. There's something different every week. And you kind of got to look at the performances on the pitch and say, listen, they're just not up to it at the moment. The results haven't been there, performances haven't been there. And that distraction isn't working now. When you're trying to make the noise off the pitch and you're not getting the results on it, then something's got to change, I think, for them in that dressing room.
Is this real or is this pantomime? Is this real beef? Like,
yeah, I think it is. I think going back to last year when Shells won the league and celebrating and entitled to it, I'd say Bradley would have used that as a motivation for this year. You know, listen to what's happening. Listen to what they're saying. I've said it before. I don't think Rovers got the credit for getting the 4 in a row. They didn't get the credit that they deserved. And he's using that as a motivation, saying, right, look how it is. And then there's no handshakes. And, you know, when Shells beat them, they're celebrating. And he'd be just saying, listen to that. Just listen to it, you know. Make sure you have it in the back of your mind for next year. And then came the weekend gone when Rovers dominated the game from start to finish. And Bradley doesn't come out and shouting about it, but you see where he's in front of his own fans and he's jumping up and down and in Talca Park. And I'd say that really gets the Shells then, like, you know. And Shells have to use that now and reverse that and say, listen to what's going on there. We need to use this now to motivate ourselves to kickstart our season. Mm. Because if Shells lose tonight, they're over, like, completely, in my opinion. They're over. You know, if Rovers win and Shells lose, Rovers look like they're going from strength to strength, and Shells need something to kickstart the season and need some sort of a motivation. And I'm sure Bradley has used that over the course of time for Rovers to kickstart their season.
And if you want to hear more conversations like that, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast every weekday morning on the Go Loud app or live on YouTube from 7:30. Now, Shells will look to get their season back on track tonight when they make the trip across the Liffey to take on St. Pat's, who themselves have been struggling to string wins together. Pat's have been inconsistent with 2 wins, 2 draws and a loss from the last 5 games. And Stephen Kenny's side come into the game off the back of a scoreless draw with Drogheda last Friday. That result saw the Saints lose further ground on the league leaders, and they go into the Dublin Derby 9 points off the lead, knowing they can't really afford to lose further ground. And Saints defender Tom Gravosti told their in-house media channel after last Friday's draw that games between Pats and Shells tend to be entertaining.
Obviously a big game, always good games here with the Shells, so it will be a rest them out to the weekend and get ready for that one.
And Strahada continue to fight to keep their place in Europe this season. The battle to do that next season also continues. The FAI Cup holders welcome Shamrock Rovers to Sullivan and Lamb Park and are currently in third place in the league. 8 points off tonight's opponents. While they're unbeaten in the last six games, five of those have ended in draws, which shows you just how hard they are to break down. However, the challenge now is to start turning those draws into wins. Drogheda's last loss was a 3-0 defeat away to Rovers at the start of May, so they'll be out for some revenge tonight. The rest of the league will hope that Rovers drop points as well, given they're 6 points clear at the top. Graham Burke is set to make his 250th appearance in a Rovers jersey, but Adam Matthews will miss the game. He came off with an injury against Shelburne. The match winner on Friday, Josh Honan, should be fit to start. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley isn't expecting anything easy in Drogheda.
Yeah, it's like you said, good win on Friday, but it's important we move on now and focus on what will be a difficult game against a very good Drogheda team who are having a great season. So we know we've got to be at our best to go there and get 3 points.
And Rovers midfielder Aaron McInniff says they're just focusing on themselves.
We'll focus on ourselves. Drogheda's a good side. They've got threats going forward and they've done well this year, so we'll respect that. But I think we have to focus on ourselves and go there trying to get 3 points.
Both games tonight kick off at 7:45. You get all the post-match reaction across our social channels. There'll be plenty of reaction on tomorrow's Football Daily as well. One player who could be on his way out of the League of Ireland is Bohemian striker Lys Mousset. The former France under-21 international was pictured at a boxing event in Sheffield on Friday as his Bows teammates were in Cork. A game they won 2-0 to go up to second place. Former Bows striker Georgie Kelly's been linked with a return, even though he was included in Carlisle's retained list. Bows travel to take on Waterford next Friday. And then next Monday, there's a massive Dublin derby at Dalymount Park as Bows look to make it 3 wins in a row against Rovers this season.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had some of this.
The Dublin and the Kerry team and their fans and I suppose the teams themselves can disagree with this. But I have seen a lack of respect and I can't blame them for it, given what Meath had produced over the last 15 years. But there was a lack of respect there in terms of what Dublin and Kerry produced against Meath. But Meath were good enough to go and take advantage of it.
And we also had this.
You imagine the Donegal dressing room with massive maps of Ireland. And like, this is where we had to go from and go to. And the big cane. Can you imagine the injustice? The last thing I want you to think about going on to the pitch today is how long we've had to travel to play Mayo at Dr. Hyde Park.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Miguel Delaney in the London Independent reporting Brentford are in advanced talks with Keith Andrews to replace Thomas Frank as manager. Frank was appointed Tottenham boss, leaving the Bees to search for a new coach. And Andrews, who's been working at the club as a set-piece coach since 2024, is well regarded at the club. It's understood he's now searching for coaches to join his staff in the Premier League next season. If Andrews was confirmed as the new manager, it would follow a pattern at the club of promoting from within. Frank took over from Dean Smith after operating as his assistant. Thomas Frank left Brentford after 7 years. Brentford considered a number of options, including Kieran McKenna, after Ipswich's relegation from the Premier League. But Brentford believes that 39-year-old Andrews has bigger aspirations within the Premier League and have now moved for him as the probable successor to Frank. Andrews was part of Stephen Kenny's backroom team during his Ireland tenure. He was also there when Stephen Kenny was in charge of the 21s. Francesco Farioli, who's left Ajax, Kjetil Knudsen of Bodo Glimt and Edin Terzic, the former Borussia Dortmund manager, were also linked with the job. But it appears Andrews is in the driving seat to get his first managerial role. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says his players will need at least 3 or 4 weeks off after the Club World Cup. They start the tournament tonight against Los Angeles. Kickoff is 8 o'clock Irish time. Some of the club's players have been away on international duty, and that's after their Conference League final success. Maresca admits he's not sure yet if Chelsea and Manchester City's involvement in the US will give others an advantage next season in the Premier League.
They are in holiday, we are here, we don't know, we see. It's something new. We said already many times that it's a new competition, it's a new for us, it's a new for all the clubs that we are here. When we're going to finish this competition, we have days to rest and to recover energy.
Overnight, Brazilian side Botafogo beat American club Seattle Sounders 2-1. Yesterday, newly crowned European champions PSG were comfortable 4-0 winners against 10-man Atletico Madrid. Bayern Munich hammered amateur side Auckland City 10-0. Probably the biggest surprise there is Harry Kane didn't get one of the 10 goals. Today's other game sees Boca Juniors make their debut in the tournament as they take on Portuguese giants Benfica in Miami. Whilst in the early hours, Brazilian giants Flamengo play Esperance from Tunisia at 2 a.m. Marca are reporting that Real Madrid are hoping to snap up Liverpool defender Ibrahima Konate on a free transfer next summer when the France international's contract is due to expire. Madrid tempted Trent Alexander-Arnold away this summer, but they did spend €10 million to secure his services for the Club World Cup. Los Blancos begin their campaign against Al Hilal on Wednesday. Andrew Omobamadeli looks set to extend his stay with Strasbourg. Reports in France are linking the Ireland defender with another loan move to Lima's senior side, or the move could be made permanent as they do have the option to do so. Omobamadeli made 10 league appearances after he joined on loan from Nottingham Forest in January. The 22-year-old has 10 caps for Ireland, but he didn't make an appearance in any of the post-season friendlies. And England midfielder Angel Gomez has reached an agreement in principle to join Marseille in a free transfer, the French club have announced. All four of the 24-year-old's international appearances came when Lee Carsey was interim England manager last year. And Gomez will now join Marseille after his contract at Ligue 1 rivals Lille expired this summer. The former Manchester United Academy midfielder made 134 first-team appearances for Lille across four seasons, but in an injury-hit campaign last season, limited him to just 20 appearances and 10 league starts. That's about all we've time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.